crony capitalism Elaine Brunskill, South Tyne and where Socialist Party Boris Johnson's working class friendly chummy facade slipped, when he recently blurted out that greed and capitalism delivered the UK's vaccination program. Realizing he'd blundered, Johnson attempted to backtrack from the statement. In reality, the speedy rollout of vaccines has been a testament to collaboration, aided by colossal sums of public money. But greed and capitalism have been the cornerstone of the pandemic strategy. This has been graphically illustrated by the blatant cronyism of this Tory-led government. As the pandemic took grip, shortages of vital PPE within the NHS and in care homes took hold. NHS and other frontline care workers were dangerously ill-equipped to deal with the pandemic. There were shortages of medical masks, gloves, gowns, and aprons. But while frontline workers were battling the virus, capitalists were salivating. Workers saw shortages, capitalists saw profit opportunities. As the death rate in the UK grew to terrifying proportions, serious action was needed to contain the pandemic. However, Johnson, who purports to love the free market, under the guise of emergency regulations chose not to go to established suppliers. Instead, billions of pounds of pandemic-related contracts went to chums, family members, Tory donors, even a Tory councillor and Tory peer benefited. The scale of this strategy is mind-boggling, and reeks of cronyism. Even an ex-pub landlord was given a £30 million government contract despite never having produced medical supplies before. All it took was a WhatsApp message to his former customer, Health Secretary Matt Hancock. Private companies were handed control of the calamitous test and trace system, no questions asked. Millions were squandered on useless consultants. This insidious web of contracts has rattled more astute representatives of capitalism. They understand a groundswell of resentment is growing against their system of profit, including angry NHS workers who the Tories attempted to blame for the lack of supplies, saying they were overusing PPE. Unsurprisingly, Johnson has consistently rejected calls for an inquiry into the handling of the pandemic, arguing that lessons will be learned in due course. Any inquiry instigated by Johnson, or any capitalist representative, will undoubtedly suppress the disastrous role of the boss's profit system in worsening the consequences of the pandemic. It's this that a workers' inquiry would expose and challenge.